Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled Triumphal Entry into Jerusalem, and it is based on Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. Today's study recalls what some call the Lord's triumphal entry into Jerusalem. I personally wouldn't characterize it that way. The word triumph means victory. Up to this point, Jesus had avoided being caught in snares and traps of Satan and others to disqualify him from being able to fulfill his mission. At the same time, he had taught and said the things God had commanded him to say and do. To that degree, there is something to celebrate and claim victory for. But the war was not over. In the week that was to come, Jesus would face his most difficult challenges as he would be betrayed, deserted, tortured, placed on trial, mocked, crucified, and raised from the dead. After the completion of all this, there would certainly be something to claim an even more impressive victory over. But today's text is a focus on how Jesus entered Jerusalem on the last week of his ministry. Throughout his ministry, Jesus was well aware of prophecy regarding him and was careful to fulfill the things that had been written. One such prophecy foretold how Messiah would enter Jerusalem. Being aware of this, Jesus commanded his disciples to fetch a donkey and his foal so that he may ride upon it into Jerusalem to fulfill the prophecy. By this time, 3 years in fact, Jesus had performed enough works and taught and preached in enough places to gain the confidence of enough people who believed he is indeed the Messiah who God had promised would come and sit on the throne of David. As he rode into Jerusalem, many of those believers announced his presence by placing branches and clothes in his path as a way of honoring him as a king in a type of royal procession. They shouted and called him the Son of David. This designation indicated their belief that he was the rightful and permanent heir to David's throne. They were constantly using the word Hosanna when referring to him. It is a word which means, "Save us now, we ask you." Applied in this situation, the word in conjunction with the rest and in context would mean, "Blessing on him who comes with divine mission, sent with the authority of Jehovah." So there were those who were proclaiming Jesus as the King of Israel, sent by God to claim the throne of David to save them. There were those in Jerusalem who did not know Jesus and asked about what was going on. Those who knew him described him to others as Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. This is also how the Romans identified him in the inscription they wrote above his cross. This entry into Jerusalem was his highest moment in the week that followed. Not many days later, he would be nailed to a cross and die. Well, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the lesson. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.